I'm worried about you.
I don't need your help.
Everybody needs help sometimes, Peter. Even Spider-Man.
The Web Slinger is back with more action and more villains to vanquish. But the most dangerous of all could be the enemy that lurks within himself.
Revenge is like a poison that can take us over. And before you know it, can turn you into something ugly.
Spider-Man, as his millions of fans surely know, is the alter ego of Peter Parker, who, as a shy and insecure teenager, gained amazing strength and abilities after a bite from a radioactive mutant spider. One of the comic book world's most popular superheroes for more than 40 years and a movie powerhouse since his first hit film in 2002, Spidey's success still astounds his creator, comic book writer and artist Stan Lee.
When I was writing these things in the early 60s, all I hoped was that people would buy the books and I'd keep my job and be able to pay the rent. I mean, nobody in that business ever thought that these characters would someday become internationally famous and have cartoons and feature films. I still can't believe it.
This time the hero has to deal with Sandman, a marauding monster made of sand, Venom, a reptilian version of Spider-Man himself, and his vengeful former best friend Harry Osborn, who assumes the role of Goblin, the villain his father became in the first Spider-Man film.
Harry!
You knew this was coming, Pete!
Listen to me! I didn't kill your father! He was trying to kill me! He killed himself!
Shut up!
As if all that were not enough, Peter is also forced to tangle with his inner demons when a mutating glob of goo from outer space threatens to turn him from altruistic hero to revenge-crazed killer.
Remember Ben Parker? The old man you shot down in cold blood?
What does it matter to you anyway?
Everything!
Tobey Maguire, back for a third film as the title character, says this adventure takes him to darker places.
There's definitely an innocence to Peter Parker, and he has like a real strong morality to him, although in this movie I do think he strays pretty far, and in some of his behavior and actions are pretty, he really crosses the line, although I think we try to handle it with a different type of tone. Not all of the scenes, but a lot of it, we're trying to have fun with it and keep it light, even in the darkness.
What's with you guys, anyway?
It's complicated.
Kirsten Dunst returns as Mary Jane Watson, the would-be Broadway superstar who finds her longtime romance with Peter Parker threatened by his dual personalities. Dunst believes that inner struggle is the key to the lasting appeal of this superhero.
Spider-Man's always tortured by what he is or who he is and his responsibility, and he's a young boy, like, still trying to become a man in, like, his most formative years, being a teenager, dealing with his first love, and then he has to, like, save New York at the same time. And also, he's always been the everyman guy, you know? He's made it so that anyone can be a hero, that you can't look up to, like, one guy. It's like, I mean, not to be too sappy, but, like, finding the hero or taking action yourself in the world.
Peter Parker in this story is on a journey to learn that vengeance is not the answer, that forgiveness is a higher aspiration.
Sam Raimi also returns for a third time as director and co-writer.
What I've always been interested in is that Peter's a flawed person and that not everything is going right for him. The girls don't particularly find him attractive. He's broke. He comes from a broken home. He's a geek. And this kid has suddenly got all this power. And it's always this idea in my mind, from what I get from the comic books, is that he's got to learn to quickly mature and become responsible and deal with his power in the most responsible way. And it's an awesome situation, I think, for a character.
A lifelong Spider-Man fan, Raimi believes this superhero's journey is about more than just battling fantastical villains.
More than any other hero, Spider-Man represents America. And I don't mean the movie, I just mean the qualities that that character embodies. He's self-questioning. He's made mistakes, terrible mistakes. He's hurt the ones he loves, even. And yet, he wants to do best. And he is powerful. And he strives to do good and risks everything for it. And is kind and fair when his mind is right. And so, it's actually that self-questioning character that's been through this terrible darkness that is trying to find himself and trying to do the right thing.
We've all done terrible things to each other, but we have to forgive each other, or everything we ever were will mean nothing.
We need your help. I have to stop it.
Spider-Man 3 also features James Franco as Harry Osborn and the new Goblin. Thomas Hayden Church is the conflicted crook who becomes Sandman. Topher Grace plays Peter's rival, who becomes the villain Venom. Bryce Dallas Howard is Gwen Stacy, a romantic rival for Kirsten Dunst's Mary Jane. And among cameos in Spider-Man 3, watch for a Times Square scene with Spider-Man creator Stan Lee. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.